Oh yeah! DTC Radio has gone from the stage to the airwaves to the most electrifying name in sports entertainment, professional wrestling. Sure, the outcome of every match is predetermined, but there is nothing fake about what the hardest working performers in showbiz do in sold-out arenas around the country every night. Tonight's story pulls back the curtain and shows you the life of a wrestler out of the ring, and highlights the dedication these athlete artists have to their craft. An ode to the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. And that's the bottom line. So if you smell, I'm not the Rock. Only one man is the Rock, and I'm not the Rock. If you smell what DTC Radio is cooking, let's get to it. Woo!
Can you give me another woo and come back a little bit?
Woo! Turn off the television set, flick off the lights, grab a friend or someone who won't mind being kidnapped for a bit, and curl up on your favorite carpet with the radio turned on as Distilled Theater Company presents Face Turn, a DTC Radio story by Pip Gangenbach. Hey, that's me.
And we're back.
Hey, did I miss anything exciting?
Nothing at all. Did everything come out okay?
Yeah, it was uneventful. That's a weirdly pointed thing to ask somebody coming back from the bathroom, Annie. That's not a usual first date question.
I work with a lot of very immature men, Brian. You pick things up.
Ah.
Yeah.
Does your whiskey taste okay? I thought the waiter sort of looked at you funny when you ordered.
It tastes fine. A lot of my friends drink scotch. Bartenders mostly roll with it, but it apparently comes as a big swerve to waiters for some reason.
A swerve? What's that?
Oh, just a thing I say, Brian. Are you surprised I like scotch?
I guess I didn't think anything of it. My roommate in college played varsity football and loved little drinks that came with tiny paper umbrellas. I don't think you can look at somebody and tell what kind of drink they like.
Can you look at somebody and tell anything about them?
Well, we've just met, Annie. What can you tell about me just by looking?
Well, I appreciate that you look exactly like your profile picture online. Some people you meet up and they're 20 pounds heavier or 6 inches shorter than they said online. You appear to be exactly what you claim to be.
And what's that?
Well, honest, I suppose. Straightforward. I like that.
Thank you. You, on the other hand, are not at all what I expected from your profile.
No? Oh, no. What surprised you?
Well, there was a lot of sports and athletic stuff in your interests, so I knew you'd be fit. But you're, like, fit. Your arms are amazing. Is that weird if I notice that?
No, you can notice my arms. That's fine.
Well, good. The other thing is, in all your pictures, you seem really, I don't know, intense, imposing. I'm not sure exactly, but there was this projection of something in your photos.
Mystery? Excitement? Sorcery?
Danger was actually the word I was going to use. But now, meeting you in person, you seem totally normal and nice. That's not to say intense is bad, but you seem less like...
An insane space wizard?
Okay, an insane space wizard. That's not what I was going to say at all, but sure, let's say insane space wizard. Annie, do you... This is weird, but do you think you really have space wizard powers?
No, Brian, I do not think I have space wizard powers. Why on earth would you ask me that?
I mean, I'm just meeting you. We're kind of having awkward first date conversations. If in addition to being pretty charming so far...
Thank you.
Of course, and also being in terrifyingly superb physical shape...
Also thank you.
Of course. If you also believe that you have space magic powers, I would have to consider reevaluating the trajectory of this date. I'm not sure I could get into that.
That's smart, actually.
How'd you hurt your hand? I noticed you got it wrapped up pretty good.
This? It's a work thing. I got it stuck somewhere it shouldn't have been and mashed it up pretty badly, so the doctors have me in this tape wrap thing until it's totally healed.
Does it hurt you right now?
It's fine, as long as I don't go slamming it into anything else. Tell me more about what you do for work, Brian.
Oh, it's not that interesting. I work for a media website trying to keep people happy and get them to pay to access the content they might find useful. They have job boards, tips for freelance writers, discussion forums. My boss, she wears a feather boa all the time.
So does my dad.
Really?
Every day.
Huh. Okay, I'll bite. What does your dad do?
He's retired now.
Oh, well, I guess he can do what he wants then.
Huh, exactly. And he does.
Mostly I just help people figure out whatever problems they're having with the website. It's a lot of staying calm, staying reasonable, not getting caught in whatever media drama is going on around me.
Is there a lot of media drama?
Always media drama. I don't let myself get carried away. I try to stay skeptical. I just don't let myself, you know, get into it.
Ah.
So, turnabout is fair play, Annie. What do you do for work?
Well...
Because your profile was kind of vague on the topic?
I'm technically an independent contractor.
Said your vague profile vaguely?
Right.
No Facebook, Twitter, or Instagram. No social media at all, apparently.
Hey, I am all over social media.
Just not under the name on your dating profile.
Right.
Okay, can I make a guess? You're either Angelica Rhodes, international assassin who has been in the game so long she's gotten lonely and needs to troll dating sites for companionship.
Definitely cool, but wrong. What's your other guess?
You're in witness protection. Angelica Rhodes, with air quotes. So you had to create a secret alternate life for yourself so no one finds out about the real you.
That is sort of surprisingly close to the truth, but still not quite right.
All right, I give. I need the answer key in the back of the book. Solve the mystery for me, please.
I work in sports entertainment.
Oh, that's the big secret? That makes the perfect sense, obviously. I have no idea what that means.
I'm a pro wrestler, Brian.
You're a... what?
A professional wrestler.
Oh. I did not see that coming.
No one ever does.
So, like, Macho Man? Stone Cold? What's his name from Trainwreck? The guy who's always doing the Make-A-Wish things?
His name is John Cena. Yeah, like them. Angelica Rhodes is my birth name, which I never use for anything. My friends call me Annie.
Okay, cool. Hi, Annie. It's nice to meet you. I'm Brian.
Hello, Brian.
So what's your, what is it, your Stone Cold Macho Man thing? What's your, you know, thing?
My gimmick? I'm a kind of all-knowing space wizard.
That explains the imposing galaxy-type pictures on your profile.
Yeah, I didn't use any actual publicity shots, but almost all the pictures taken of me, I have to have that sort of air about me.
Really? All of them?
You don't break character. It's an old, old thing from back when wrestlers traveled with carnivals and fairs. It's a long story, honestly, but there's a sort of code of ethics called kayfabe. It basically says, whoever your character is, that's it. That's you. All public appearances, speeches, hospital visits, media interviews, you don't break character. You know those actors who never break character on set?
Yeah.
The whole world is my set, and I don't break either. You don't break kayfabe. Ever. It's a big deal to people like my dad.
Don't break kayfabe. I get it. I'm just skeptical.
Skeptical.
I mean, clearly, I have a lot to learn. Are you in a, what, a duel? Are you fighting with someone right now?
It's called a feud, actually. And yeah, I've been in this program with the current women's champion named Destiny. She's a really great worker. She can do spectacular things in the ring.
What does she do? Actually, what do you do? I guess that's also a fair question.
Well, I have a couple of big things I love. There's a superplex off the top rope. That's where you grab somebody by the neck and lift them straight up vertically so you're carrying all their weight and their feet are pointed at the ceiling, and then you tip all the way over backwards so they're falling, 6 feet onto their back in the middle of the ring. I call it the fall from grace. It's pretty awesome.
Doesn't that hurt?
Oh, it hurts all right. It hurts me, it hurts them, but we're tough girls. It's nothing we can't handle. Destiny's finishing move, the big spectacular spot she uses to defeat all her opponents, is called the Inevitable End. It's a submission move, so you either have to figure out how to break it or you're done. It's a lot of choking and arm twisting, and it hurts a lot. Any way you try to escape, it hurts a lot.
Why do you do it? If it hurts, if it's all bumps and bruises and getting dropped on your head, what's the point?
Brian, I was a little girl, mousy, quiet, feeling forgotten and ignored. When people noticed me at all, the one thing they commented on was my eyes. They always said I had beautiful eyes. And then, one day I turned out to the crowd and I said, I am an insane goddamn space wizard and you will worship me. And they did. When I'm in that ring, I feel like I have superpowers.
But not literal magic space powers, right?
Brian, listen to me. I, Annie Rhodes, do not have magic space powers. But that's just me talking. Annie doesn't have space powers. You really didn't watch wrestling at all when you were growing up?
Never.
Really? That is unusual. Well, it's been really great to me so far, and it seems like it's only up from here. My dad was a wrestler, too, so I was always around it.
Your feather boa-wearing dad.
The very same.
He's a retired wrestler.
He lost a retirement match 2 years ago and hasn't wrestled since.
Retirement match? I feel like there's a lot I'm missing here. Isn't pro wrestling all... But it's...
No.
Is it not...
Brian.
Seriously, though, it's not...
Don't say it. Kayfabe. I know it. You know it. All the fans know it. Everybody knows it. We don't say it. Kayfabe.
Kayfabe.
Do you go to the theater much, Brian?
Not really. I never really got into it.
Do you know Hamlet?
Yeah, of course I know Hamlet.
Is it real?
Well, it's a play. It's acting.
Act 5, Scene 2, the fencing match. Is it a real sword fight?
No, they choreograph the fights, I think. I think?
Then the outcome is predetermined.
Right, Hamlet wins every time because that's how they get to the end of the story.
My dad's whole career, he did whatever it took to win. Cheating, betrayal, brass knuckles, begging for mercy. Every trick there was. He was called the dirtiest player in the game, but he won championship belts. And every new wrestler came to him for tips and advice, and he trained them all. This one kid, my dad's favorite, wins the championship and tells my dad to quit, that he's too old. My dad says, 57 years old, maybe he's right. So he announces that he'll retire after his next loss. But instead, he wins and wins. And he keeps winning until it's the teacher against the student with the championship on the line. And what a match. The old man took the kid to the limit, took everything he had and came back for more. Chops, slaps, knees to the face, body blows, a steel chair to the head, and my dad just kept getting up. 3 super kicks to the face, and my dad still got up. The crowd was going insane. After the 4th super kick, my dad looked at the lights, the kid pinned him, and they both cried. He hasn't stepped into a ring since. That was my dad's retirement match. I think it's a pretty good story.
Wow, yeah, I hear that. A good story.
I'm sensing some resistance, Brian.
I mean, you've described this elaborate code of ethics and empowerment and family tradition even, but it's still hard to square that with, like, it's still guys in pink tights flopping around, right?
And isn't Hamlet just a bunch of guys in frilly shirts and pumpkin pants crying and rhyming verse for 4 hours?
This is super interesting. I'm so glad we're having this conversation, but what you're talking about is really just out there, and I honestly don't think I'd get into it.
Well, what are you into, Brian?
I don't know.
Pardon me, folks. My name is Gene. I'll be your waiter this evening. I apologize for interrupting Miss Angel Eyes, but I wanted to wish you luck on Sunday.
What did you just say to me? Do you know who you're talking to? Get the hell away from me. I command the heavens and the earth, and you will fetch me another scotch or feel the wrath of Angel Eyes.
I didn't.
Oh, you better apologize, Gene. You're not worth the air I would waste telling you how pathetic you are.
I do. I apologize. I'll bring you another round of drinks on the house. I apologize.
What on earth was that?
I apologize for that. If you've never watched pro wrestling before, you may not know this, but there are 2 basic types of characters, babyfaces and heels. The babyfaces are the good guys, Macho Man, Stone Cold, Cena. They're all faces. They're champions of the people standing up for justice and fairness. I am not a face character. Do you understand me? I am a heel character.
You're a bad guy.
That's right.
That's really messed up. The waiter seemed really scared of you.
Well, like I said, I control the heavens and the earth, right?
But you've been so nice and pleasant all evening. I was really having a good time talking to you. He called you Angel Eyes?
My character name.
So let me get this straight. If anyone who is a wrestler or a fan of wrestling is around, you have to act like a terrifying evil space wizard.
For now, yeah.
For now?
People can change, can't they? In fact, aren't the most amazing stories about people growing and changing?
So right now you're a bad guy, a heel.
A heel, right.
But you can change.
I can. It's called making a face turn, when they turn a heel into a baby face. Heels are cowardly and selfish, so they'll do something heroic, like running out to rescue a face from getting beat up. That's a popular one. Having a heel turn against their heel friends and side with the baby faces, that's good too. Having a heel take a really bad beating that shows grit and determination. There have even been some face turns where a heel
What?
Falls in love. What really matters is that it be a swerve.
You used that word earlier. What does it mean?
It's a surprise, a shock, something the audience doesn't see coming. It's what gives them their catharsis, the climax at the end of one story and the kickoff to another. Sometimes you just have to get out of the way and let the wrestlers tell the story in the ring.
Well, I was definitely swerved by the way you talked to that waiter. It was kind of amazing.
You liked it a little bit, didn't you?
Maybe I kind of did. So your whole job as the heel is to get people to hate you.
Because then they root all the harder for the babyface to beat me. Every hero needs a great villain, and I am the greatest villain.
This is all very strange and a little exciting. I'm not sure how I should be... What is that?
Brian, listen to me closely, because things are about to get very real around here. Very, as you said, air quotes, real. But whatever else happens tonight, I think you seem like a nice guy, and I'd like to see you again. Try to remember that, okay?
Angel Eyes? Are you hiding from me, Angel Eyes? Even in this moderately priced, but surprisingly clean restaurant, I know you're hiding from me. You can't hide from Destiny.
I'm not hiding from you, Destiny. You may be the Galaxy Wrestling Women's Champion today, but only my eyes see what tomorrow might bring.
Oh my god, have you ever seen anything like this?
I know that Destiny. She's like a goddess. Here's a beer, by the way, and a scotch for the insane space wizard.
Thanks. Name's Brian, by the way.
Gene, hey.
Tomorrow? Back in July, when I beat your ass at the Great American Slugfest, you said, wait until tomorrow. Then in August, when I dropped you through a picnic table at the backyard brawl, you said, wait until tomorrow. And again, in September, at Final Breakdown, I locked you in the inevitable end until you passed out from the pain. And when you woke in the hospital, you said, wait until tomorrow. And now, pretty little Angel Eyes, this Sunday is Black Sunday, and after Black Sunday, there won't be any more tomorrows for you. Everybody knows it, Angel Eyes. Destiny is coming for you, and no one escapes from Destiny.
She's perfect. Destiny.
Your past victories are small compared to the universe of possibilities at my fingertips. You only see one tomorrow, one result, one conclusion, which in your narrow sight, in your weak, myopic vision. Oh, for you idiots and Destiny fans out there, myopic means nearsighted. Read a book once in a while, morons. In your weak, myopic sight, you only see one possible ending. But when I open my angel eyes, I see everything. I see the ending where I pass out in the inevitable end. I see the ending where the spirits of the vast universe paralyze you where you stand. I see the ending where you get lost on your way to the arena because you're just that stupid, stupid. But there's one result I've never seen, that simply never, in the infinite expanse of alternate futures, simply never happens. I never stop. I will never stop coming for the Galaxy Wrestling Women's Championship. The only absolute in this crazy, mixed-up world is that I will beat you, Destiny, and I will take your championship!
Ooh, Angel Eyes sucks!
You suck, Angel
Eyes. Destiny's gonna
kill you! What do you want?
It's time to get out of the way.
Hey, Angel Eyes, why should we wait until Black Sunday?
Oh my god, Destiny just launched herself at Angel Eyes.
Destiny has beaten Angel Eyes so many times, but she keeps coming back. And you can see the disrespect, the total lack of regard the champion Destiny has for Angel Eyes.
You think you can come for my title? You think you can come at me? You come at the champ, you press me more than some googly eyes to the party.
And the big kick in the ribs, the champ, Angel Eyes on her knees in front of us. The pain, breath knocked out of her. Destiny waves into the fans applauding this little performance.
What's this? Angel Eyes hasn't had enough yet. She's grabbed hold of Destiny's foot. She's hanging onto the foot and won't let Destiny leave.
I think she wants some more, Brian.
That's right, I think Angel Eyes isn't quite done with Destiny, although Destiny certainly seems ready to be done with her. Destiny has her by the hair now, and she's wrapping her arm around Angel Eyes' neck. This is It is, Brian! It's the inevitable end! I remember when Destiny used this finishing move on Angel Eyes at Final Breakdown in September. It's an absolutely brutal move. Angel Eyes never escaped this submission move in her career. Brian, this could be the end for Angel Eyes!
No, no it's not, Jean. She's not done yet. She's stretching out a hand, desperate, reaching for aid.
Oh, there's no way! Nothing can stop the inevitable end!
She's pushing off from the wall, and she's using it as leverage to escape for the hole! She's escaped the inevitable end!
And Destiny is shocked. She can't believe it!
Angel Eyes explodes forth with incredible energy. We're seeing kicks, chops, a flurry of blows, keeping the pressure on. She has Destiny in a headlock now. Oh!
Destiny's reversed the headlock! She reversed it! She just rammed Angel Eyes' head into the wall next to us! Angel Eyes shouldn't even be standing! There's truly no depth to which these two commands won't seem to do damage to each other!
Is that all you got?
Angel Eyes is really in trouble now. Destiny has her pushed up and over the table in the corner. She's climbing up on the chair herself.
I told you this is my championship. It's not yours. It's mine. And now you're going to see why I'm the biggest, I'm the baddest, I'm the greatest champion the world has ever seen.
You talk too much.
My God in his heaven, she's climbing up on the table with Angel Eyes. She's got her on the top of the table.
This is...
No, not here!
She told me about this!
She wouldn't! She couldn't!
It's the fall from grace!
Destiny is going to use Angel Eyes' own superplex against her! She's going to drop her off the top of the table onto the cement floor of this restaurant!
She lifts her up! Up! Angel Eyes is being held vertically now. She's like a beautiful, terrible, inverted angel in the air right now.
How long can she hold it? This could be the end for Angel Eyes.
She's got to bring her down sometime, and when it does, it's gonna hurt. Oh my God!
She's dead! Destiny killed her!
Destiny just dropped Angel Eyes 8 feet onto this concrete floor. I swear she has just broken every bone in her body.
Somebody call 911. That is an ex-angel.
Is she moving? I can't tell.
She's not dead. She's moving. She's trying to sit up.
Angel Eyes is suffering an absolutely horrifying beating here, Jean. And at what point do we have to call the police in here to end this brutal assault on Angel Eyes by the champion Destiny? What's that they're saying?
I'm going to kill you!
You're gonna have to.
You're crazy. You're insane. You are... You hear me? I'm out of here. I'll finish you this Sunday night at the Black Sunday pay-per-view. Only on the Galaxy Wrestling Network.
That championship is mine, Destiny. You're just holding it for me. My eyes have seen it. Ugh.
Oh my God, Annie, are you okay?
Yep. I'm good. Whoa. I just need some Tylenol.
That was the most amazing thing I've ever seen, Annie.
So you got into it?
Got into it? I covered myself in it. You were so resilient. You outfought, you outlasted. I'm sorry, I was rooting for Destiny. I was dazzled. I was suckered in, but you were incredible. I'm 100% on your side now.
But I'm a heel. I'm the bad guy.
Not anymore. Not to me. You were blindsided, attacked for no reason, and no matter how many times you got knocked down, you always got back up again. You didn't cheat. You didn't run away. You stood tall and wouldn't give up. You've turned. You're the babyface now.
Yeah, I guess I am.
And this weekend at Black Sunday, everyone else will know it too. Now, come on, let's get you some ice. Where does it hurt?
Everywhere.
Face Turn was recorded in its entirety on November 22, 2016 in San Diego, California, featuring Travis Blummer, Alicia Brown, Bayani DeCastro, and Julia Giulzetti. It was written by Pip Gangenbach and directed by Paul Eddy. Sound engineering by Alicia Brown. Sound design by Jorge Sanchez. Destiny's theme music by Drew Peterson. Sound editing by Tyler Grimes. Play development by Lauren Malici. Face Turn was a DTC Radio production. My name is Pip Gangenbach, and thank you for joining me on this adventure. adventure. You can like Distill Theater Company on Facebook, and for behind-the-scenes photos, follow us on Instagram at Distilled Theater. Until next time, good night, Laura Dern, wherever you are. Ooh, yeah!